Let's do this. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course to you, the listener who loves them. Music that always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. As we get into the second hour of the show, I've got brand new music on the way from Stereolab, music from Broadcast, ESG, a band making their Girly So Groovy radio debut called Smurs. I've got music coming up from Nika Costa, plus brand new music from Lucius. Earlier, I was talking about how I love to get requests from you for bands or musicians that are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love. Well, Lisa, who listens to Girly So Groovy on CILUFM, reached out through our social media pages, through Instagram at GSG Radio, requesting a throwback to early 2000s singer-songwriter Jem. Not Jem and the Holograms, just simply Jem. And I thought, you're right, we have not featured Jem in a hot minute here on Girly So Groovy. So let's do that right now. A request for Lisa at CILU. It is Jem here on Girly So Groovy.
Take you all around. Sometimes you're up,
Going back to 2001, it is music from Nika Costa with her song Like a Feather. That is from her album Everybody's Got Their Something. In the middle, it is brand new music from the bright, boisterous Brooklyn indie pop group Lucius. They're returning for their self-titled fifth album. The band uses the new album to reflect on their years together, with a playful return to their off-center indie pop. We heard the song Gold Rush, and then starting the set off, it is music from Jammer. Request from Lisa, who listens at CILU-FM, reached out through social media, Instagram, to let us know that she would love to hear Jam. And I thought, why not? Jem, in the early days of Girly So Groovy, was a definite favorite here on the program. Welsh singer-songwriter Jem, who back, and I can't believe I'm using this expression, at the turn of the century, was a British artist who really found an interesting niche by mixing elements of rock and trip-hop, soul, R&B, all together to get her own kind of beautiful blend of music. We heard Just a Ride. That is from her album Finally Woken, an album that turned 20 years old last year. I want to say it was released back in 2004, so that would make it 20 years if I remember correctly. Anyways, it's Jem with Just a Ride. All right, let's keep things going. Right now we are going to go to, let's see. Oh, I know. How could I forget this? It's one of the most influential bands to ever come out of the 1980s. It is a band made up of family and friends, teenagers at the time when they were just making the music and still making music and touring today. I am talking about Bronx Success Story, ESG, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Sorry, but it can never be. It's just that I don't love you, not like you love me. I know it sounds cold, counts in a way, but I must set you free. Because you deserve someone to love, and I know it's not me. Ooh, loving you like you love me. I'm sorry, but it can never be. Loving you like you love me, it can never be. I know you tried, but it was never there. And there's no reason to live a lie when you know that I don't care, not the way that you do. It's just that I don't love you, not in that special way. And I know you deserve much more, more than I can give. Ooh, loving you like you love me, I'm sorry, but it can never be. Loving you like you love me, it can never be. I hope you will find someone who will love you. Cause you deserve someone in life, and I know it's not me. It's just that I can't give you the love that you want from me. Ooh, loving you like you love me, I'm sorry, but it can never be. Loving you like you love me, it can never be. It's not me, it's not me, it's not me, baby, it's not me, it's not me, it's not me, it's not me, baby, it's not me, it's not me, baby, baby, it's not me. It's not me, it's not me, it's not me, baby, it's not me, it's not me, baby, baby, it's not me. Ooh.
You're a girl in the city and you shouldn't think twice. You take two steps forward, keep your eyes on the prize. And if you look to the left, don't keep looking left, cause these streets are yours. Feel the music, roll the dice. And when you're here, all just up, looking ready and nice. Feel the places, walk the streets and take no advice. Let the city around you, make it shimmer, make it bright between houses and streets. Feel the city, roll the dice.
always making room for voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, and that's music right there from Eva Mulchan, an artist who writes and records under the moniker of Sneaks. As Sneaks, Eva Mulchan delivers her spoken word, bass, and drum machine minimalism that combines post-punk and hip-hop into a signature sound. We heard the song, Do You Want to Go Out Tonight? That is the opening track from her most recent album, Happy Birthday. In the middle, it is a band making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. The band is called Smurz, S-M-E-R-Z. Smurz is an out-of-joint amalgamation of pop-flavored R&B, trip-hop, and techno from a Danish duo. Now living in Norway, Smurz's slinky postmodern pop album, Big City Life, lives up to its title. Imagine the album if it was a person approaches you at a party and whispers, want to go somewhere even cooler? Well, that's the level of dizzy, cool sophistication that comes with the new album from Smurz. I don't know if that was too meta in a description, but it really is just a cool album, reminiscent of early 90s trip hop. We heard the song Roll the Dice. Again, the new album Big City Life was released just last month. And then kicking the set off, Bronx hip hop post-punk trailblazers, ESG. We heard the song It's Not Me. That's off of the band's 2002 reunion EP album of sorts. That is called Step Off from ESG. Lots more music to get to. We still have half an hour left here on the program. So I've got music on the way from Broadcast, music from Melody's Echo Chamber. But up next, it is a band that has taken 15 years to deliver this album, Stereolab. Making music now for over 30 years, Stereolab proved to be one of indie rock's most distinctive, influential acts. And like I said, after a 15-year break, their latest album, which is called Instant Holograms on Metal Film, is an uplifting call to action that pushes Stereolab's legacy forward. So new music from Stereolab up next here on Girly So Groovy. full confession, that last song was a total game change on my part. I was planning to bring in Melody's Echo Chamber, but as the flow of that set was going, I just thought, it has been a hot minute since we have featured UK alternative singer-songwriter Bat for Lashes here on Girly So Groovy, so I thought I would do a throwback to that. Going all the way back to her debut album, Fur and Gold, we heard the song What's a Girl to Do. In the middle, it is another highly applauded British band, Broadcast, a band that could be considered retro-futurists for their merge of electronic music and psychedelic rock and 60s pop. We heard the song Come On, Let's Go. That is from the band's debut album. The album is called The Noise Made by People. And then we kicked off the set with new music from Stereolab. Stereolab's new album, Instant Hologram on Metal Files, is their first in 15 years. It is, speaking of retro-futurists, some real fun. We heard the song Aerial Troubles from Stereolab. Okay, for what we have up next, I kind of had to giggle to myself, and perhaps it's a bit of an inside joke for local listeners, but yes, I recognize Girly So Groovy is syndicated and comes to you through your favorite community campus station across Canada into the United States, but Girly So Groovy started 24 years ago in Windsor, Ontario, at CJAM, University of Windsor. Well, for those that are not local, Windsor has a delicious, delicious Chinese restaurant called Shin Shin's. So I kind of laughed to myself when I stumbled upon Toronto experimental electronic pop artist Shin Shin as well. And in no way are the two even connected. But again, on a local level, it did make me giggle. But then when I got into the music, the laughter kind of ended and the appreciation kicked in. For her latest album, Serpent's Skin, Shin Shin calls the album a personal journey, a journey that's led by the question, who am I when I create my own narrative? And I thought, what a great question for any artist in any medium to allow that question to kind of lead the work. And for Shin Shin, it leads her in gorgeous directions. So right now, Shin Shin here on Girly So Groovy.
Bye. go home to you, cause I know I get easy. I'm
but they never kill.
This is Community Supported Radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from originally a Windsor-based musician, Parallel. Steph Copeland is the woman behind the one-woman band, Parallel, making music, oh gosh, a good maybe 15, 20 years ago in the Windsor area under the moniker Parallel. Steph Copeland is now, if I have it correct, Toronto-based, working as a musician and a songwriter, a composer. Composer is the word I'm looking for film soundtracks. She always kind of brings a moody, dark edge to the music that she makes. I think the name Parallel is a great name for her. It's a play on words. Parallel. Girl in trouble. Parallel. New Slide is the name of the song. It is from her independent self-titled release. In the middle, it is music a bit more modern. Montreal hip-hop R&B artist Magi Merlin. She has a new EP out called A Weird Little Dog. Magi Merlin is fueled by her love of late 90s electronic and trip-hop sounds, and you can certainly hear it on the latest EP. We heard the song Lick, and then starting the set off, Toronto artist Shin Shin. The new album is called Serpent's Skin. We heard the song New Horizon, and I'll definitely be sharing more from that on future episodes here on Girly So Groovy. Well, friends, my least favorite time of the week. I'm looking at the clock, and I recognize that we need to wrap up this two-hour mixtape that celebrates and amplifies voices known as Girly So Groovy. Like I said earlier, we have been doing the show for nearly 24 years now in the Windsor and Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor at CJAM 99.1 FM. I call it our mothership. And since then, we are broadcasting across Canada and into the US, 19 stations, I believe, in total, carrying the sounds of Girly So Groovy. However you happen to find us, whether it's online or on your favorite community campus station, I cannot say thank you enough. I am the first to completely understand how much competition there is when it comes to radio and music. And the fact that you found your way to this little campus radio show that's been beating the drum for 24 years, honestly, thank you. I could not do this without you. So thank you. Okay, so speaking of keeping in touch with the show for 24 years, if you would like to do it for another 24, a great way to do it is through social media. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. We're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. If you ever miss a show or would love to listen again, know that you can find Girly So Groovy on the website Mixcloud. No membership required. All you need to do is go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. And like I say, you can listen to the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy. If you miss special programming like last week's Pride episode, you will find that there. If you forget how to get to Mixcloud, know that I also provide the links on our social media pages through Instagram and Facebook. So I don't know what's coming over me with playing Parallel, talking about Shin Shins. I'm having this nostalgia for the early days of Girly So Groovy when we were just a little campus radio show in the University of Windsor and all that kind of came with that. So let's close with one of my absolute favorite local Windsor bands. It was back in 2007 that Citywide Vacuum released their frenetic, fun, trippy indie rock with their album Packed. The song Sauerkraut from Citywide Vacuum is a song that always bursts through with summer sunshine, and I think it's perfect for this time of year. So without further ado, here is Citywide Vacuum. And again, thank you. Be good. I'll talk to you next week. Here's Citywide Vacuum right now here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back.
anxious as a renegade, sweet not sour. You maze, burn me with your furnace, deeper than outer space. Looking into your face, mad race, your place. Soul train, some kind of airplane, in the eye of a hurricane, sweet not sour. Twisting and turning early in the morning, looking into your face, mad race, your not sour. Sparking keeps me from exploding like a solid tower. Your laughter gives me AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access, changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
Love.
This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hold back the river and part the sea, because I'm no change.
Hey, Kingston families, looking for an unforgettable summer adventure for your kids? Look no further than Assas Camps right on Queen's University campus. Assas Camps offers English and French programming for children ages 4 to 12. Campers participate in crafts, games, experiments, field trips, and activities with special weekly guests. Assas staff ensures a safe, packed summer with memories that'll last a lifetime. Spots are filling up fast, so register now at assascamps.ca.
CNIB's Mobile Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.